Aaron, the Ramban I looked up is in Sherish Gimel, the Sefer Mitzvah. And Rabbi Yisrael, you should look in the Shagas Aryeh. You know, the Yisrael in South Africa asked what the din would be. I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. And, are you chayav to be mamashmish betzvilav? Because it seems to be totally in the machlokes Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon. How we darshan tamid? If you darshan tamid l'rotzen, so then you don't have tamid shalo yasiyah vaitav. How can you have both? I'm just mentioning to him that there's a Shagas Aryeh who says that at the end of the sugya, once we go through the limudim of the vovs of Meitzach, how we darshan al mitzvay, it works out that Aliba the Boshit, as you can say, Tamid also implies to Shalayasir Daita Rimena. That's just. Okay, today's daf is daf. Is daf Yud Beis.
How's it, Ox? Good morning.
Not loud enough, you know.
How's it, Ox? Join us.
Okay, and we're up to Daf Yud Beis. We are just. Let me just review for a minute, because the truth is we're going to be going back to the Terutzim that we said yesterday. We had a little bit of a problem about whether Beit HaKnesset is Mitami Ben Goyim or not Mitami Ben Goyim, but the same issue would it be Chayimnesses or not. So we found that there was Machlokas Rabbi Meir the Chachomi. So we wanted, when we had a stira in the Brises about Bate Knessias and Bate Midrashas, our first response was to say, one is going Ali Bera Rabbi Meir, one is going Ali Bera Chachami. Afterwards, we suggested it could be there's an Afka, it could be everybody agrees with the Chachamim, and the only question is, does it have a Beit Dirav? It has a Beit Diran it for the Chazan HaKnesset, so then already it's Chayiv and Mezuzah, it would be Mitami. And we said another teretz. The other teretz led us to all kinds of complications. The other teretz was, it depends if it's in a large city or if it's in a village. If it's in a village, then it's considered to be miyuchad, the ownership. If it's in a large city, so then it's not a miyuchad ownership at all. So in other words, if it's just a shutafut, fine. But if ein la bali miyuchadim, which by the way has very important implications, it's got to be corporations, corporate ownerships, for all types of halachas, amatshav alav pesach, various financial elements, ribit, question tefillat kelim, and so on and so forth. I mean, here we see, we're taking for granted that there's two levels of ownership, one which we call partnership, the other one which is public ownership. A public ownership of a krachim would not be considered to be the typical bayit that is miuchad, or achuzat chen that's miuchadet. Okay, but that led us to the first set of questions. Today we're going to go on the other side of the question. The first question was, is Krachim indeed Patur? And we brought the Machlokas over here about Yerushalayim. According to the Tanakhama, Yerushalayim is not Matame ben Goyim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, only the Mokam HaMikdash is not Matame ben Goyim. So it would appear that as far as Bate Knesiot, normal Bate Knesiot, in equivalent circumstances as Yerushalayim, would be Matame. So apparently, krachim are metame, even though there's no miyuchad ownership. Answered the Gemara that Aliba to Rabbi Yehuda, we had a wrong gears. It didn't mean only the makom hamikdash, it means any makom mikudash. And any makom mikudash would include anywhere but a knesset or but a midrashot. And so the Braita would be going Aliba to Rabbi Yehuda. And indeed, the distinction between where it's chayav and where it's potter could still maintain that it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and that the difference between the two brayot is one is referring to a village and one is referring to a metropolitan area, city. So we got up to, because of that, to today's Gemara, B'maika Miflege. B'maika Miflege is one quarter of the way down on the daf. And it's interesting that all of a sudden we're worried about B'maika Miflege. The reason that all of a sudden we're worried about B'maika Miflege, we're willing to tolerate anything in the beginning, was because originally when the Girsa was, we thought it meant Makom Mikdash. The reason that we thought they were arguing is how to understand Achuzat Chem. Rezif achuzatchem means a place that you can use for all of your things. So it would exclude a place that is miyuchad for various tashmishim, for tashmishei kodesh. So according to the Tanakama, even Yerushalayim, because it's miyuchad for the achil of kachim, it's a place where people come for bringing their karbanas and so on. It's a holy city, that's what they call it. A holy city is not achuzatchem. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda would be saying, no, ani lo shamati al makom migdash. Look, if there's really dinim, you're not allowed to go in there, it's meant for only a particular purpose and so on, then I agree is a holy place. Makom migdash is a holy place. But to say the whole Yerushalayim should not be called achuzah because it's kosher to eat kachim kalim, that's already too far. But now that we're saying that what he was saying is elam makom mikudash, not makom migdash, so then it's absurd to say that that's the machlokas. Because the Tanakhama that was saying Yerushalayim was also saying because it's a holy place. So what's he turning around and saying, I heard only a holy place. That's what I just said. You want to start arguing about which holy place? We can talk about it, but don't talk to me about a holy place. So now we've got a problem, this is Tosus explains. Because now, what in the world is the question of Yerushalayim? Because there's two separate issues over here. Nobody seems to be arguing about a holy place. Okay, Mokom Mekudash could be, but the Knesset, but the Midrash. What's the machlokas vis-a-vis Yerushalayim is the question now. So, b'mayka miflegit, Tanakama savar Yerushalayim lo nitchalka l'shvatim, v'Rabbi Yehuda savar Yerushalayim nitchalka l'shvatim. Very simple question. Does achuzatchem include Yerushalayim? If Yerushalayim were part of the overall chalukah, so then it does. It's achuzatchem. If Yerushalayim was maintained separately from the rest of Eretz Yisrael to be a particular district, similar to the idea of the District Columbia, Lahavdil, in the United States, it wasn't nishalka to the states. It was a makom that belongs to the federation. So here as well, Yerushalayim is not achuzatchem. It belongs to everybody, not to a particular achuzah. So that could be the machlokas. We know that there is such a machlokas. Biplukta dahani tanoi. Titania. Ma haya bechelko shel Yehuda? Har habayit, valishakot, v'azarot. In the area of Yehuda was the area to the west, which is the Har habayit, the various lishakot, the azora, and it came all the way up to the Mizbeach. Ma haya bechelko shel Binyamin? All of the real stuff. Ulam, the Heichal, the Beit Kodesh HaKadoshim, and of course the Mizbeach itself. The problem is that there was a little Ritzu'ah. There was a one Amah extension of land that ate into the bottom of the Mizbeach. That means that Yehuda stole a little bit of the base of the Mizbeach. No, into the Chelek of Binyamin. Uba haya Mizbeach Banui, on that little piece, which was the Yesod, which was why there was no Yesod on the Keren Dromit Mizrachit, because that was the area that actually was not in the Chelek of Binyamin. Binyamin is called Ze'ev Yitrav, so he is a predator. A predator can have a Mizbeach, because a Mizbeach basically is a predator. But the area that is owned by Yehuda, that doesn't have a Yesod, because he can't have Dan. No, the predator, like to grab. And a lion just pounces a knee. There is elements of a lion, because the Eish al HaMizbeach had the tzura of a lion. But since it wasn't the Chelko Shel Toreif, it says Ev Yitraf, that's the idea of it. The lion of Yehuda is not the predation of the lion, it's the majesty of the lion. A whole different idea. So over there, you couldn't have Yesod because of this. This drove Binyamin crazy. I mean, the fact that he foresaw that the Mizbeach wouldn't be completely in his area, and ba'ayam Mizbeach banui, u'binyamin ha-tzadik, ayam itztayer alei alavol'a b'cho yom. Binyamin used to dream about swallowing up that area. Once you're a Torah, if you want the whole thing. Shenema chofef alav kalayom, very interesting language. Chofef, we use it in modern Hebrew in terms of anything that is chafuf next to something else. But the Gemara clearly is darshaning it, as Rashi explains, as frustration. is when someone is frustrated, they rub their hair. They'll go like that, which is chafifa, which we find by the nazir. So it actually means the same word we use for shampoo, the chafifa, you see. So chofefa lafkolayom, his frustration was so intense that he wasn't able to get it. He was constantly, I can't take it. Yeah, we would say pulling his hair. And therefore, because of that, Shinemar Chofefa lafkolayom, lefichach, because of that, Zacha Binyamin HaTzadik, Binyamin, was Zoche V'nasa Ushpizichan L'Gvura. He became the hotelier of the Shechina. So that in his chelek, the Shechina was Shere. Shinemar Uben Kitefav Shachem. It's part of the same pasuk. Yedid Hashem, Yishkan Levetach Alav, Chofefa lafkolayom. Therefore, Uben Kitefav Shachem. So the Shechina recognizes the deep desire of Binyamin to take this area. Because of that desire, he was indeed zeichet for the Shechina. Whereas the other Tana, as I'll show you, about to show you now, the other Tana holds that all of the above discussion would be moot, since Yerushalayim was lo nitchak al shvatim anyway. D'tanya in maskirin batim b'Yerushalayim lefi shein ha-shalayim. You can't rent out a house in Yerushalayim because it doesn't belong to you. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, af lo mitot. You can't even rent out a room, a bed, because the place where the bed is, you don't have a right to. So somebody's coming up for Olei Regel, so you don't have a right to take money from them. Lefichach orot kadashim, ba'alei ushpizichnin notlin otam bizroa. Because of that, when people do come up for Olei Regalim, the owners of the home in which they stay have a right to insist on the orot of all of the korbanos that they brought, other than obviously things that go to the kohen, but then the kachukalim, which is the rights of the balei hakorban, is has to be given to the owners of the home. Omer Abaye, we'll see in a moment. Omer Abaye, shma min ha'urachara lemishbak inish gufo mashkalu ushpizet. From here we see that it's only derech eretz to leave, if you're visiting, to leave the things that you brought along for the visit, like your empty Coke bottles and so on. I mean, you let the guy get the deposit, you know. So the ghoul for the empty bottles, you know. And the mashka is the, you know, the things that you like the skins. Mashka means literally, but I mean, it's just a marshal for whatever you bring to the guy's house. You'll pack up in your car and go back. Right? It's like a gift already. It's derech eretz. Once it's derech eretz, then chazal can be koveya, that they keep it because then it's not payment. But in order that there should be a rivacha, people when they come up, I mean, people get awfully, awfully turned off to these hanger-oners when it comes to the holiday times, and they're just moving in. We can't take any money. I mean, so then they're not going to be very forthcoming in inviting people in. My gosh, you get like this. Okay, there's at least some element of exchange in it.
Yeah. Flowers are hides.
You're saying?
I thought whether somebody's a horse, a flower salesman or a
That's right.
It's different.
So apparently there is, therefore, a machlokas of the Tanaim. That must be the machlokas we had before. In Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, is Yerushalayim Nitchak al-Shvatim or not? By the way, just that you should know, the Chazon Ish's approach to this whole sugya is that originally Yerushalayim was Nitchak al-Shvatim, but it's not that they, that at the time of Yoshua, before the Bechira of the Beit HaMikdash, that Stam al-Piruach HaKadosh, they left aside Yerushalayim. There was no, the whole Chalukah. I mean, what's there to talk about? Why would we leave Yerushalayim? It was only subsequently that the whole Maisa happened and that the Malach stands over Goren Harav Na'ivusi and the Dovid goes out and buys the whole thing and so on. I mean, clearly there was a development there, and they constantly throughout Dvorim, it's HaMakom Asher Yivchar. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yivchar Makom Be'achad Shvatech, he never tells exactly what that place is going to be. So L'chatchila, it was in fact Nizchak L'Shvatim. Then it was Mufka from the Shvatim. So, okay.
Also, but, say for Cheskel, how it's divided.
Yeah, but again, I mean, that's the Nasi and the Shvatim, but not necessarily the actual chelik of the Beit HaMikdash itself. It was originally Maryland and West Virginia, Virginia. Yeah. So the problem now is we have to turn to the other part of the equation, which was the Kvarim. We focused the whole time so far on the Kvarim. We asked, you're making a distinction between Kvarim and Kvarim. Is it true that Kvarim indeed is Potter? And then we got into the Machlokas about Yerushalayim. Now let's turn to the other side. Is it indeed true that Kvarim are Chayim? Because what you're suggesting is that the type of ownership in which I can't point to what's mine. A village builds a shul. So there's 15 families in the village. Everybody feels the shul is there. Can you point to which part of the shul is yours? You have a contract of shutafut. What, in what sense is it yours? So asks the Gemara, but even the Kvarim, mimetame b'negoyim, are they truly metame b'negoyim the Kvarim? V'atanya la'achuza ad shiyichbishu ota. Specifically when it talks about negatzarat, so it says over there, el eretz kenana sheranino ten lachem la'achuza. So we thought, okay, it means in some sense that you... No. It means that it's got to be completely and totally defined. Suppose kavshu oto v'locho kol shvatim. Let's say that area had been now captured by the army of Yisrael, but hadn't been separated into the divisions. Which shevet gets what? Let's say that they actually did that, and they had the big goral, and everybody takes their area. But lo chokul beit avot. Let's say they didn't split it up into the various families within the shevet. Let's say even they did that. They split it to the families, and the families are still squabbling. You can imagine this took 7 years, by the way. The process took 7 years, the Gemara says. No, a separate 7 years to split it. As long as it took to all the military adventures, you could just imagine the squabbling that was going. Don't ask. So chokul beit avot. Suppose they even separated it by family, but still in kol echad makir et shelo, you still haven't worked out precisely what goes to whom. Minayin, how do you know that that's also not considered to be a true achuza and not metame b'negoyim, which certainly seems to define the nature of the Beit HaKnesset? Talmud lomar uba asher lo habayit. Mi shemiuchad lo, the bayit has to be completely defined as his own. Yatsu elu shein miyuchadim lo. All of these cases are not considered to be miyuchadim, and therefore the same thing should be true here in the Beit HaKnesset of the Kfarim. So you could no longer answer that there's a difference between Beit HaKnesset the Kfarim and the Krachim. Therefore, says the Gemara, you're right. Ela machvarta kedeshanina meikar. Let's go back to our original simple answer. Didn't get us involved in all this complexity. Nafkamina is there a dira to the Chazan HaKnesset or not? It keeps it straight and simple. It's so fascinating. Just yesterday, I had precisely this experience. I was trying to set up a purchase of a home. You know, so I'm sitting there at the lawyer, and the process in a bayit mishutaf of defining which piece belongs to whom is so agonizing. Because you start off, first of all, giving the whole makom adin of a gush. It's such and such. Now you're all shutvim in this mess over here. Now go ahead and start figuring out who gets what. The squabbling. Do I get the marsan? Does he get the marsan? Which area of the kinun is mine? Can I walk through the parking lot? It's partially, it takes sometimes 40 years. There are places that have been built in Yerushalayim. The guy told me. For 40 years they've been fighting. They still don't have taba because they can't get a heskem shutafut. So every last issue is just it's unbelievable. Oh no, that's horrible. That's because you have Yorshim. And once you have Yorshim, that's finished. You
may have 40 years and mm-hmm. You don't have Yorshim
involved. No, I'm saying, but you don't have 500 years of Yorshim the way you got in Tzfat. Umat kinin lo kohen acher. Continues now the Mishnah. Okay, we have to put ourselves into the position here. We've got a Kohen Acher who's already, we already discussed the Diyuk, it doesn't say Mafrishin, it says Matkinin, and so on. Good. So that means that the Kohen Acher is not really a Kohen Gadol yet, right? So for some reason we want to avoid making him a Kohen Gadol. We don't do the Hafrasha. We don't put on the Shemen HaMishcha or the Birik LeBegadim. Why is that? The Rishonim suggest it's because, as we'll see later on, that we never appoint two people to the same post. Disaster. It's called hatred. Eva. Can't create a situation which two people are waiting for the other to drop dead. So now we have to think about a case in which indeed something happens to pass the Kohen Gadol and the other Kohen has to take over. Problem is that how does a Kohen take over without going through investiture? What makes him a Kohen Gadol? And on Yom Kippur you got a real problem with investiture, because the vest that he wears is the same one that he wears all year, because you work in the Arba Begadim and Big Day Lova. So you don't have any way to make him a Kohen Gadol. So ask the Gemara like this, Pshita, Irabo Psul Kodem Tamid Shel Shachar. Look, if whatever happened to the Kohen, to parcel him, happens before the Tamid Shel Shachar, okay, and we got no problem, because the Tamid Shel Shachar is not Avodat Yom HaKippurim. The Kohen Gadol does that in his Shmoneh Begadim, as he always does. So fine, so the new Kohen will now put on the Begadim that we were Matkin in Lo, and that makes him the Kohen Gadol.
On the day of Yom Kippur itself?
On the day of Yom Kippur itself.
He
wears and does something with
him.
He doesn't act as a Kohen Gadol.
No. It's not an extra Begadim.
Yeah. But how can he do an act of a Kohen Gadol if it's Acher Tamid Shel Shachar? So then b'mamachantrinoto. He's going to wear four begadim. Every Kohen, and he himself until now has also worn four begadim. Now obviously this leads us right into the problem of the Avnet that we had before. Because if the normal Avnet is the same as the Kohen Gadol's normal Avnet, right, so then it means that on Yom Kippur, he's wearing a unique avnet that only a Kohen Gadol wears. Which means that there would be three separate sets of clothing. A Kohen Hediot, a Kohen Gadol, and the set of begadim for a Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim, which differs in one item from the normal Kohen Hediot, the avnet. The avnet would be made out of pure linen, whereas if you hold like the Man Yomer, who says that normally the Avnetos HaKohen Hediot is the same as Avnetos HaKohen Gadol, it would normally be made out of Kilayim. The Trelet, Argaman, Tolat Shani, and so on. So okay, so then we have our solution. His investiture is done through his Avnet. So he wears this unique Avnet, which is made out of boats, does the Avod, and then as he does that act, he becomes a Kohen Gadol. Very nice. So if you hold, Rav Ada Bar Abba says he does it without date. Says the Gemara, that only works out, however. That's only true as the Man D'Omer earlier, who said that the normal Avnet of a Kohen Gadol is the normal Avnet of a, is the Avnet of a Kohen Hediot, which means that on Yom Kippur, the special Avnet of the Kohen Gadol is not the Avnet of the Kohen Hediot. So then you can be mechanichim with something unique. Elo leman d'amar avneto shel kohen gadol lo zehu avneto shel kohen hediot, which would mean that the normal kohen hediot wears a non-kilayim pure linen avnet, then there's only two sets of begadim. Kohen hediot, kohen gadol. And the kohen gadol wears a kohen hediot beged on Yom HaKippurim. But then there's no way to define him as a kohen gadol with these begadim, because it's exactly what he would be wearing on any day as a Kohen Hediot.
Do you mean on any day except for Yom Kippur?
On any day except for Yom Kippur. And even on Yom Kippur, there are those things which are done every day, which are also done in the eight begadim. But here we're talking about where it's too late in the day already. He finished that. Now he's about to start his special work for Yom Kippur, which he has to do only in four begadim. So, Ma'ikel Meimar. Omer Abaya, look, I'll tell you, the only thing you can do is, let him dress up as a Kohen Gadol and do something unnecessary. We'll let him walk over to the Mizbeach, take a fork, pick up a piece of meat and turn it over so that it should burn faster on the Mizbeach. Because since we all, because you should put on Shmona Begonim, take a long fork, turn over a piece of meat, Kiravuna. The Omer Ravuna, because since Ravuna tells us that if a czar would do that, a non-Kohen would go, and he would pick up a piece of meat and just turn it over, he would be Chayav Mitah doing the work of a Kohen, because that would mean what? That being Mekarev, the burning, is itself an Avodah. So it's Kiruv Avodah, it's also Choshiv Avodah. So then the Kohen Gadol could always do that, act it out as a Kohen Gadol.
Czar meaning a Kohen
Gadol? No, in a regular case, if a czar would do such a thing. Stam, a czar would walk in and... No, in a normal day, if a czar goes and does that, so it's Chayav Misa, why? Because it's an Aveda, which means that if a Kohen does that in Shmona Begadim, he acted as a Kohen Gadol. Because a Kohen Gadol who would work in four Begadim would be a czar. Being a Bechusar Begadim gives you the Nozah. So this defines him as a Kohen Gadol. And a Kohen Hedyot who works in eight Begadim is also a czar. Because a Ribui Begadim is Kimachusar Begadim.
But is this something a normal Kohen does?
No, he's doing something that only a Kohen Gadol could do. He's dressed in Shmona Begadim and he's being Mahapech Betzinora. Only a Kohen Gadol can do that. Okay, so he's proven himself as a Kohen Gadol. Now he walks in and does the Avodas Yom Kippurim in his four Begadim. Because that's what you'll have to do.
Was that an innovation on the spot?
Mm-hmm. Rav Papa says, I don't understand what your problem is. The investiture, what you're saying, you're taking the word investiture very literally. I mean, you're saying that the vest itself needs to define the man.
Clothes
make the man. Exactly. You're saying literally the clothes make the man. But by the same token, that dressed in the begadim, the avoda defines him as the Kohen Gadol when he's wearing a beged of a Kohen Gadol. You could say the opposite. You could say, dressed in begadim that are suitable, even though they themselves are not definitive because a Kohen Hedyot would also wear them, the act of doing an avoda that only a Kohen Gadol could do in those begadim is also makes him a Kohen. Because why do we have to focus necessarily on the clothes making the man? So that becomes an investiture through the act of the avoda in these begadim. Very different way of looking at it. Therefore, Tainez Rav Papa, avodato mechanachto, the very fact that he's doing something that can only be done with a Kohen Gadol means that he's a Kohen Gadol. And that we now see that he's begunim and the begunim of the Kohen Gadol. Milotanya kolakelim shasam Moshe mishichatan mekadashtan. We darshan the word limshoch otam. It means otam b'mishicha v'lola dorot b'mishicha. Only that one generation required that everything made by Moshe Rabbeinu. Only those things made by Moshe Rabbeinu required that original Mashiach. But for generations from that point on, avodato mechanachto, you make a kli, you go and you use it, the use itself defines as a kli shoreis. That's why you're using it. So here too, the avodah per se defines him as the Kohen Gadol. What do you need more than that for? Kiyat Rav Dimi Omar, now that you've raised that issue about how the Avnit of the Kohen Gadol was, before we start this, let me point out to you, there's an interesting question over here. What about the Mitznefet? We know that the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot share a head covering. But the Torah refers to them differently. It calls the Kohen Hedyot a Migbat. It calls the Kohen Gadol a Mitznefet. Indeed, there are Rishonim who say that they were different. One was longer, one was shorter. The Kohen Gadol needed to leave space for the tzitz, because he had to put his tefillin further up, because we had to have a space between the mitznefet and the tzitz for his tefillin. So it was made slightly shorter than the other one. Question of a wraparound turban. So why don't we say that the fact that he's wearing the begadim now of the Kohen Gadol, that itself would be a nafkamina. So Tosva says because it's not really nicker. It's not a fundamental difference in the baguette. It's just a practical way of fitting it on more. But you couldn't call that the distinction. Okay, so both are considered to be one. one basic thing. In fact, one is a little wider, one is a little thinner, and so on, is not considered to be. Because otherwise, it's a simple answer. Okay, but so now getting back to this, the Avnet. So the Avnet is the only thing, we've already seen this Avnet is very significant. We already saw that in the Seder Levishas HaBegodim, the relationship of the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Edid Bichlal revolves around the Avnet. Aaron V'Achrikach Bonav, Aaron Uvanav, only a question in the Avnet, the only contradiction in the Psukim is the Avnet. So let's get into a little bit the actual details of the Machlokas. Rav Dimi says the Shita about Avnet or Shekohen Gadol is a machlokas Rabbi and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Chad amar shel kelayim v'chad amar shel butz. From our sugya, we can really get some insight into this. Tistayim the Rebbe, the amar shel kelayim. You said one says this, one says that. In other words, you don't know who said what. But I can prove to you who said what, because I can prove to you that it was Rebbe who must be the one that said that it's made out of kelayim, the Kohen Hedyot, the Tanya. It says, Ein bein Kohen Gadol Kohen Hedyot, Ela Avnet, Divrei Rebbe. Again, the Mitznefet and the Migbat is not necessarily shown here to be the same. So according to Rebbe, there's no difference other than the Avnet. Whereas Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Aflo Avnet. There's no difference between the Avnet of a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyot. Now, this doesn't really prove anything. Because, you see, you don't know whether they're talking about Yom Kippur or they're talking about on a normal day. It means the opposite things, depending on what they were referring to. So, Ema, when you say there's no difference, no difference on what day? Inema b'shar yamot hashanah. If you're talking about during the year, what do you mean there's no difference between the Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyot? I mean, the Kohen Gadol wears 8 begadim. Kohen Hedyot wears 4 begadim. Tuveika, there's tons of difference. Kohen Gadol mishamesh b'shmona v'hedyot b'arba elalav b'yom ha-kippurim. You've got to be referring to Yom Kippur, and you're telling me that on Yom Kippur, according to Rebbe, the difference between the Kohen Gadol's avnet on Yom Kippur, which is made out of pure linen, and the Kohen Hedyot is the only thing that differentiates. Huh? So in other words, it's apparently, he holds that a normal Kohen Hedyot beged is made out of kelayim. What did I say? I said something wrong? It's made out of kelayim. Avnet, I mean. It's made out of kelayim. That proves that Rebbe must hold that it's shel kelayim. Says Igmar, not necessarily true. When you're comparing two things, you're comparing only the two things within the same set, obviously. I'm like, you say there's no difference between the Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyot. But should I list all of the different avodas that he can do? And all? What do you mean? In other words, in those things, it's talking about all year round. Maybe. When it says there's no difference, it means, in those things which they have the same begodim, there's no difference between them other than the Avnet, which Adarabba would prove that the Kohen Hedyot Avnet is not made out of kelayim. So therefore, that's why I said one said the other, but I'm not sure who said what, because I can't define this properly. Kiyata Ravin Amar, when Ravin came, he defined it to make it very clear for us, and said, look, I mean, there's not really that much difference here. Avnet or Shekohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim. If you're talking about Yom Kippur, everybody agrees it's Shabbos, right? Definitely only linen. B'Shar Yamot HaShanah, the Kohen Gadol's Avnet, we know all year round, definitely was made out of Kilayim. These are Beferish HaPsukim. Lo Nech Laku Ela B'Avnet HaShekohen Hedyot, the Machlokas was only in terms of the Kohen Hedyot, Bein B'Shar Yamot HaShanah, Bein B'Yom HaKippurim. And he, when he came, explained who said what. Sherebi Omer Shekelayim. Then indeed it's Rebbe, who also was made of Kelayim. And Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who said that it's made out of boats. Omer Reb Nachum, Rabbi Yitzchak Afanan Namitanina. We can see this very clearly from the following. It darshans over here the Yilbash al Bisaro. Now, if you take a look in this pasuk, it repeats the word levisha for some reason. So it says v'lavash hakohen midobad umichdesei bad yilbash again al b'saro v'irim et hadeshet. So let him put on now his uniform, his tonet and so on, his pants, both times two separate levishas, and go and take off the ashes from the mizbeach. This is very exciting. Right? People killed to do this. Literally. Unfortunately. So, I mean, so you don't want to die to hear about it. Okay? So it says over here, we darshan that extra yilbash. Mata mudloma yilbash. Why mention yilbash? Because it doesn't say over here anything about putting on a hat or anything about putting on a belt. So maybe to do the Trumat HaDeshen, you don't have to wear a hat and a belt. Try doing that in some shuls, man. Woo!
They'll let you take out the trash.
No guard. Well, that's exactly it. Ve'erimat HaDeshen. So you might think that when it comes to just taking out the garbage, so maybe Enachinami, you don't have to put on all the clothes. Just put on midot the ketonet, put on the pants, and leave off your hat for a little while. Therefore, kamashmon, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Says Rabbi Yehuda, kamashmon, you need to be wearing all four begadim. Rabbi Dosa omer, no. It's lavi bigdei kohen gadol biyom kippurim, sheim kisharim lekohen adyot. It's to show that you can actually, v'lavash means you could actually be lovesh, another type of Kohen's begonim. Who could that possibly be? The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. What this teaches me is not, as you would think, that it's coming to teach me Avnei Tosha Kohen Gadol. Rather, it's coming to teach me, and it's a fascinating thing that recurs very, very often as a theme throughout Shas. What does the Torah mean when it says V'hini Chum Sham? Very strange thing, and people don't realize it's part of the strangeness of the concept of Yoma. Remember we pointed out that Yoma is, as we see in the beginning of the Masechta, a one-time event. Every Yom Kippur is a one-time event. It's similar to the Miluim. What indeed, what mitzvah in the Torah expresses the singularity of each Yom HaKippurim as being a one-time event like the Miluim? The Kohen Gadol's begodim have to be the Nichum Sham. They can never be touched again. So it's a mat, which is crazy. My wife, can I wear them again for anything? No. You wore them for this, that's it. So there's a machlokus as to whether that means only that they can't ever be used again for Yom Kippur, because the Yom Kippur singularity is indeed prevents that. Or does it mean they're not kosher for any avoid? You see? Reb Dosa's shita is v'nichum sham just means don't use them for another Yom Kippur. But how does he know that? Comes along the Torah to say by the Trumas HaDeshen, you could even wear another levisha. Now what in the world could that be? Ah, there's only one other levisha that I would think I couldn't wear, and it's telling me I could wear the ones that were supposed to be hidden. Obviously telling me it only means don't use them for another Yom Kippur, but you can use them for something else. Don't worry about it. We'll get there. Says Rebbe, and here is what Reb Nachum Bar Yitzchak was referring to when he said, I know it, what Rebbe holds. Here's where he knows it from. Because Rebbe says, look, I got two answers to that. First of all, how in the world could you wear the Kohen Gadol's Avnet to do the Aveda of the Trumas HaDeshen if his Avnet on Yom Kippur is made out of pure boats, and you as a Kohen Hedyot should be wearing Kelayim? Ha ha! That proves that Rebbe also a Kohen Hedyot is Kelayim. See? So that's for sure. Now we see Rebbe definitely said that. So state Shuvot B'dam. First of all, Avnet HaShekohen Gadol B'Yom Kippurim Lo Zeh Avnet HaShekohen Hedyot. So how the heck could you possibly be saying, wear that? Can't wear that. And furthermore, as Moshe Baruch said, B'gadim Shenishtam Shemem Kedusha Chamura Tishtamesh Mem Kedusha Kala. It doesn't make sense. What we say? The begotten that were miyuchadim for the singular avodah of avodas Yom HaKippurim should be used now for the lowest level avodah of picking up the garbage.
What is this concept of Kedusha Chamura?
The fact that it's miyuchad b'kohen gadol is not enough. Kedusha chamura means that it has more inyanim that are singular. That's the definition of the word kadosh. Kadosh does not mean holy. Get that out of your head. Kadosh means singular, unique, specific.
So anything to do with kadosh, the avodah of Yom Kippur.
The avodah Yom Kippurim is extremely specific. It's done with lifnei v'lifnim, which is unique. It's done with the kohen gadol, which is unique. You're using these begadim to do those particular avodahs, and that means that these begadim are used for unique and therefore, by definition, more kadosh avodah. Yes, of course. There's even elements of begadim shebishal ben keder l'rabo l'yishamish ben fnei rabo. There's levels of specificity. That's the kedusha chamura in terms of kachim kachim and kachim kalim. Yeah, I mean that doesn't show itself in Beged, but the other one does. No, we're talking about love on here. The big day love, love on Yom Kippurim. Ela mata medlomer yavash. Therefore, says Rebbe, that can't be what it's coming to tell me. What then is the meaning of the extra word yavash? L'rabot atashir chakim. It's coming to tell me that you can wear even pants that are worn out. You're not allowed to wear begadim that are torn, begadim that are dirty in the Beit HaMikdash. If not for this pasuk, I would have said, look, you got to make a new pair of begadim every time they go in, or maybe every time the Mishmar gets its chance that year, once a year, and so on, as Tosfos says. Whatever. I'm going to wear the same clothing for 2 weeks? Enough. Now put on that. Ina niyut b'makom ashirot. Kamash malan, that you can even have an older big tikkun as long as it's perfectly clean and perfectly pressed. That's fine. That's one way of learning it. Rashi says that the way that he was mekabel, which he disagrees with intensely, but the way that he was mekabel is that you should use worn out clothing for the Trumat HaDeshen. Because the way that he was mekabel was that the Trumat HaDeshen was similar to the Hotza'at HaDeshen. And by the Hotza'at HaDeshen we say that it's not correct, it's not proper to use normal Bigdei Kehuna for doing all this dirty work. But Rashi points out the Hotza'at HaDeshen is indeed dirty work. You actually get dirty because you're dealing with tons of deshen. The Trumat HaDeshen was a formal act of taking a shovel, picking up one shovel full of deshen, putting it down next to the Mizbeach in a special location. Why in the world would that be called the similar to Hotza'at HaDeshen where it actually does dirty your begadim? Okay, Tosfos agrees with Rashi. He says the Chiddush is that as opposed to Mikura'im or Metushtashim, beluyim a little bit, the fact that they're worn, that's okay, as long as they're not torn.
Would this be like an Englishman doing gardening? He'd still wear his suit, but it would be one of his older suits?
Absolutely. V'yazda Rebdusa L'taymi. I mean, you could even talk about his going to the sea. What do you mean, his gardening? I'm certainly not going to catch him in a bathing suit. V'yazda Rebdusa. You ever see those old Englishmen?
Uh-huh.
V'yazda Rebdosa L'taymi. Now the Rebdosa, who was the one who said over here that the Yilbash comes to tell me that you can use a Kohen Gadol's on Yom HaKippurim's begadim for the Trumat HaDeshen, this is his well-known chita. D'tanya v'inichum sham. What's the meaning of the pasuk Uba Aaron el Oel Moed? A very dramatic pasuk. Aaron comes into the Oel Moed. He takes off the begadim that he put on when he came into the holies, and leave them there. Very powerful, very dramatic. It's over. So the Talmud Kama says it means tunim gniza. You can't use them for anything. You gonize them. They're a one-time use begad. Whereas Reb Dov says, the Man D'Yomar who says, Shelo yishtamesh bem Yom HaKippurim acher. They should never be used for another Yom HaKippurim. Each Yom Kippur is a unique event in history.
During the
Which is interesting because we find the same thing with the Pora, of course. The Pora was connected to the name of this person. We kept a bottle, a container of that ash for all generations as part of a Mishmeret, and it had its name on it. This was the Pora Shah Samarshat.
It's not worrying about Bishop Samuel.
Right. Tan Rabbanan. Irab Absulim Inu Acher Taktav. Now, one of you raised this earlier. I think it might have been Scott. What happens if the Kohen Gadol's Pasul, we take now the Kohen held in reserve, we make him the Kohen, and now it's Matzah Yom Kippur, the Kohen has gone to the mikveh, now he can go back. Aha! Now the replacement says, now wait a minute. May the best man win. Right, this is a beautiful story from the Yerushalmi, which Tosfos brings over here about Yossi. This is someone, Yosef ben Ilan, lived in Barnea's neighborhood in Zippori. We're over there. He was the one held in reserve. He came over to the king, and he told him, well, Adonai HaMelech, the par that's being brought today, does the Kohen Gadol pay for them, or do I pay for them? This obviously needs to be his. Asher lo. The king understood he's asking to be defined as the Aaron. He says, it's not enough for you that you're Zerker for one day. And at that point, he realized it was over. So indeed, the din is that Rishon Chozer Lavodato, the first Kohen, the original Kohen Gadol, gets his job back as soon as he's back into performance level. Sheni komitzvot kuna gedola alav de Rabbi Meir. The second one has all the dinim of a Kohen Gadol. So, in other words, if he's an Avel, he's not allowed to go to become Tami. It's all the special dinim. He has to work with Shmona Begadim, etc., etc. Rabbi Yossi says, no. The Rishon is Chozer Lavodato. That part is true. But the second guy can't do anything. He's not ro'ui to be a Kohen Gadol, and he's not ro'ui to be a Kohen Hedyot. And Amar Reb Yossi, there was indeed a maisa like this. Yosef ben Ilam b'tzipori, she'ira b'opsul b'Kohen Gadol, minu tachtav, v'yomru chachamim rishon chazer l'avodato, sheni eno ro'ui lo l'Kohen Gadol v'lo l'Kohen Hedyot. He's neither. He can't be the Kohen Gadol mishum eva. We cannot have two people in the same position. That is a recipe for guaranteed disaster.
Nobody says he would, even the previous.
Yeah, Rabbi Meir did. No, this is Rabbi Yossi just proving that was Rabbi Yossi. Okay. He's just proving his point here.
And everybody knows that he doesn't.
No, Rabbi Meir says, Kol mitzvot kunan gadol alav. This is Rabbi Yossi who argued with Rabbi Meir.
Oh, so when it says Kohen Rishon Chozer, meaning you have two Kohen Gadol?
You have one Kohen Gadol who's the official. You have the other one who has all the dinim of a Kohen Gadol.
Yeah.
He does the Avodah and Shemana Begadim and so on and so forth. And he would take over, for sure. We'll see that even according to this Mandi Yomar, if number one dies, he takes over. We'll see that in a moment. That's a big problem. It's a recipe for disaster. We'll see. The Gemara will discuss this. So he can't be a Kohen Hedyot, Bishumalim, Bekodesh, Volomaridin. Tosha says, what do you mean he can't be a Kohen? He can't be a Kohen Hedyot because he's a Kohen Gadol. But why do we need a reason for why he can't be a Kohen Hedyot?
What's he saying?
You said he's a Kohen Gadol, so he has all the mitzvot of Kohen Gadol. Except we don't allow him to function because of Eva. Fine, okay, you don't allow him to function. Obviously, you can't allow him to do an Isser, to wear the begadim of a Kohen Hedyot and to act as a Kohen Hedyot, an Isser D'Oraisa, that he should be Ovid B'chusa Begadim. I need a reason for that. Of course he can't be a Kohen Hedyot. Points out to us, is a very important nekuda, that a Kohen Gadol is actually an appointee. He's not merely invested. He's appointed. So he brings a raya from this story in the Yerushalmi of Yossi that it was the king who does the appointing. It was when the king said, that's not enough for you, so it says at that moment he understood that it's over. So apparently it's the right of the melech to define the Kohen Gadol, which we see by Yanai. Yanai appointed the Kohen Gadol, it was all Yeshua ben Gamla's story. Right? Tosha suggests that it needs to be done in advise and consult with the Echav HaKohanim. So it's the first example we have with advise and consult.
It's not that they give them a selection.
It's not for South Africa. It's only for Americans. There's a concept of the president being able to do certain things, but there's an advise and consult idea in which the Senate... I'm advise and consult. Sorry, thank you. It's consult all the time. This doesn't sound right. Right. So the Senate advises and consents to certain things. A year two, the Kuhn has to advise him. This guy is royal.
But that's the din of it. A lot of times there's no
melech. So then it would be the Kuhuna. The Kohen, Mechav HaKohen.
Why was the Sanhedrin?
You don't see any mockers. So all you see is the Kohen. Huh? That Sanhedrin does have a role?
Why is the rivalry so intense? I'm wondering why the rivalry is so intense.
Rivalry is not immature. Rivalry began with the sun and the moon.
Yeah.
So it's one of the most fundamental.
When we have no rivalry, it's because we're not mashing the way we should things.
Yeah, we only have rivalry for what we think is important.
So he
can't be a kohen. Indeed, that's the way we pass it. But Rabbi Yossi would agree that if he went ahead and did avoda in his eight begodim, that his avoda would be kosher, because it's not that we make him a non-kohen. All we're doing is we're restraining him, right? We put on a restraining order. Don't do the avoda, we don't want problems. If he goes ahead and does the avoda is kosher. He's a kosher kohen. Any avoda.
Either one.
He can only do avoda in eight begadim on every day, but he's not allowed to because we told him not to. But if he did, he would be kosher.
But only as a going
middle.
He can't go back to the four begadim. Omer Rav Yehuda Marav, halachic Rav Yossi. Furthermore, says Rav Yehuda Marav, the halach is this way, but Rav Yossi is mode. She imate Rishon, as our president asked, what would be if he dies? If, in fact, the first one, the original Kohen, dies, then he takes back the job that he had for that one day. We don't appoint somebody else in his place. Pshita, I mean, why not? Because Ma'adat Tema Havilet Saram Nichayi. Because, as Moshe Baruch pointed out, what it means that these two guys are looking at each other and they know.
we're just
waiting. Right? So we might think that that's enough of a rivalry to make it a problem. Kamash Malam, that we don't, that already may be immature.
How do people call him Mr. Kohen Gadol still? Like the president?
Emeritus. Emeritus.
Is he emeritus?
That's a problem. They can't call him Ishi Kohen Gadol.
Would a Kohen want that?
What's that? But my kamif again. Tana kamas of Yerushalayim lo nitchak al shvatim. Rabbi Yehuda of Yerushalayim nitchak al shvatim. Be pluk to daani tanoi. The Tanya. Ma haya bechal kosher Yehuda har abayit v'lishakur v'yazarot. Ma haya bechal kosher Binyamin olam v'yichal beit kod shaya kodashim rutsu hayta yotzeit bechal kosher Yehuda. V'nichneset bechal kosher b'Binyamin. U ba haya mizbeach banui v'Binyamin ha-tzadik ha-yim etztar alaya levol abecho yom. Shnemar chofeif alav kal hayom. Lefichach zachar Binyamin ha-tzadik v'naser shbizikam legvura. Shnemar bein ktefav shachin. והייתה נוסף ירושלים לא נדחק על השבטים נתניה אין מזכירים בתים בירושלים לפי שאינה שלהם רבי אלעזר ורבי שמעון אומר אף לא מיטות לפיכך אורות קודשים בעלי ושבזיכן נוטלים אותן בזרוע אומר רבה ישמע מינה ברצנו רחר למשפקים ישקופו משקל ושבזיכה ודקפור עמים בתמי ונגועים ותניה לאחוזה עד שירבשו אותה כבשו אותה ולא חלקו על השבטים וריבן חלקו על השבטים ולא חלקו לבית אבות וריבן חלקו לבית אבות ואין כל אחד ואחד מכיר את שלו מניין תמי לומר הוא בא שלא הבית מי שמיוחד לא יצאו אלו שאין מיוחדים לא אלא מחוות כשנים מעיקורה it's a difference of יש בה בית דירה or אין בה בית דירה מתקינין לא כהן אחר פשיטה יורבו פסול קודם תמיד של שחר מחנכין אותו בתמיד של שחר אלא יורבו פסול אחר תמיד של שחר ומה מחנכין אותו Omri lada barabba ba'avnet. Hey, yikol amad yom avnet shikoyin gadol zeh avnet shikoyin hediot, el amad yom avnet shikoyin gadol lo zeh avnet shikoyin hediot. Ma yikol amimar? Omri abaya, I guess, lo veshmona ma'apech betzinora. Kurevuna nom revuna zor shipech betzinora chayam mita. Rav Papa said, what's the problem? Avodato mechanachto? Milo tanya kol hakelim sha'asa Moshe mishikatan mekadashtan. But mikan ve'elek avodatan mechanachtan? So hakanami, avodato mechanachto. The author of Dimi Omar Avneta Shekoined Yot is a Machlokis Rabbi Verbalos Rabbi Shimon. Chad Amar Shekilayim, Chad Amar Shabots, I don't know who said what. But it's time to Rabbi Yot Yomar Shekilayim. The Tanya in Ben Koined Yot Koined Yot El Avnet, the very Rabbi. Rabbi Los Rabbi Shimon Omar Aflo Avnet. Now, what they were referring to. In Emi Bishayi Motashana, what do you mean? Ein Ben Tuviika. Koined Yot Os Mishamish Bishmona, Hed Yot Biarbaa, El Olav Biyomar Kippurim. No, Liolam B'Shayim Otashana, and maybe it's only comparing those that are comparable. Banat Hashav, Kiyata Rabbi Omar. I'll say it over exactly with the Mandi Omar. Avneta Shekoyin Gadol B'Yom Kippurim, Divrei Kosho Bot B'Shayim Otashana, Divrei Kosho Kilayim. Lo Nechkal Avneta Shekoyin Etiot Ben B'Shayim Otashana Ben B'Yom Kippurim. Sherabi Omer Shel Kilayim. There you go. Rabbi Loz Rabbi Shimon Omer Shel Bot. Rabbi Dosa Omer, no, it's Lavi Big Day Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim, that they're kosher Kohen Hedyot. Rabbi Omer, that's crazy. Shtei Tshuvot, but first of all, an Avnet of the Gadol HaKippurim, Kohen Gadol, lo zeh Avnet Shel Kohen Hedyot. Furthermore, Begadim Sheshtam Shem B'Kiddush HaMura, Tishamesh Bo B'Kiddush HaKala. I'll tell you what Yilbash comes to tell me. L'rabot et ha-shechakim. But meanwhile, we see that Rebbe holds that it's not the same. And that normally it is the same. So it's normally, it's kilayim. Azdur adosu l'taymi, netani minicham shemalam yishtun magnizah, was Rebbe doisam there, it only means shelo yishtamish from kiyom kippur ma'achir. Tan rabban, irabo psulu minu ha'achir, taktav rishon kozel avadato sheni komitzvot kunagidu la'alav dev Rebbe Meir. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rishon Chozel Avotov, the Sheni is out of luck. Eino Raui Lola Kohen Gadol Lola Kohen Etiot. Om Rabbi Yossi Maase, Biyos Ben Ilan, Bitsipori Shiro Bopsu Bekohen Gadol, Uminu Tachtav, Viyomru Chachamim, Rishon Chozel Avotov, Avodato Sheni Eino Raui Lola Kohen Gadol, Lola Kohen Etiot. Kohen Gadol Mishum Eva, Kohen Etiot Mishum Malen, Bekodesh Velo Moritin. Om Rabba Barbakan, Om Rabbi Yochan, Halakha, Rabbi Yossi. Umodu Rabbi Yossi, she'im avar ve'avad, in Shmona Begadim, avodato kishiram. Furthermore, Om Rabbi Yonam Ravalok Rabbi Yossi, umodu Rabbi Yossi, she'im meit rishon, she'chazel avodato pshita, ma'adetem avilei tzara michayim, kamashmon.